It's been a year since a deadly tornado struck Fairdale in northern DeKalb County, killing two women and wreaking havoc in the small, unincorporated community. The last year has been filled with many decisions for the residents, who were left with very little after the storm passed. Now, there are new beginnings and new challenges. Jenna Dooley has more.
First Tuesday of the month, 10 o'clock. You've probably heard this routine test in your own community, but Fairdale's siren wasn't here before the tornado. Sherry Novotny's cat scatters. Her dog is also getting used to some of the changes.
The tornado siren just went off, you know, because they test it. He panics because I suppose he was in the house for a week and he heard all the fire engines and all the sirens going off and off. So, and now that one, anytime he hears thunder, we have to sedate him.
They all have a new home, fireplace, wood floors, but the backyard view is a lot different from the old farmhouse.
Oh, well, we had a whole row of evergreens.
That's why they bought the property in the first place.
Now we just have to start over. I've got about 10 loads of black dirt coming in at the end of the month, and we'll start reseeding and planting again.
The view will still be different for quite a while. Now, open farmland carries a lot of wind. Her front window also has a very different perspective, a mix of new construction and open lots.
It was a little town. People could have just moved away and gone away and taken their insurance money and went off on their merry way and left things a mess, but they didn't.
This Saturday, recovery groups and local dignitaries will mark the day at a park with new play equipment and benches. There'll be a groundbreaking for a new home. Novotny expects it to be an emotional day.
You know, everybody's different as far as how they view this. I talked to one of my neighbors the other day, and he said, "Are you going to the thing?" And I said, "Yeah, probably." And he goes, "I don't think I'm going." And I said, "Well, how come?" And he said, "Well, I just don't need to do that."
So West Street, which is what we're on now, is probably the most developed with new housing, as you can see. Up and down.
Bill Nicholas worked out of a trailer parked on the edge of town most of the year. He was president of the DeKalb County Long-Term Recovery Corporation. The startup group relied on donations since federal funding was not available. His role this year has been as problem solver. Many agree he's a big part of the reason Fairdale is as far along as it is today. In addition to the practical matters of rebuilding, he says residents have shared with him how deeply the loss of life and property have affected the community.
People have mixed feelings about all this. The lady who's moved into that gray house up there, for instance, said, you know, it's nice to have a new house and it's nice to have new furniture, but all of my possessions were blown away because hers was totally decimated. And pictures and papers and mementos of a life, you know, lived, and most of her life had been lived here. So there's no restoring that. It's new, but it's a little bit sanitized, if you will.
Deanna Cada co-chairs the Long-Term Recovery Group's Spiritual and Emotional Subcommittee. The DeKalb County Mental Health Board allocated money to ease the process for residents to get counseling and other services for what she calls emotional reactions.
Last year we spent about $20,000 making sure that the people of Fairdale and those affected by the tornado were cared for in an emotional way.
The county has agreed to extend those benefits past the anniversary and through the end of this year. She says they'll assess the needs of the residents again after that.
So there's very common anniversary reactions, anxiety, having nightmares, just having some guilt. Survivor's guilt is a very common reaction. And so those things, because of the anniversary date, can start coming to the surface. These are all normal reactions. But for some people, it gets to the point where it starts complicating life a little bit.
Chris Habermill is with the Kirkland Fire District and was among the first responders after the tornado. He remains involved in the day-to-day recovery. He says the real test will come after this weekend.
But after the cameras are switched off, after the lights and the hubbub and the chaos kind of goes away, everybody wants to be remembered for what they had to endure here and what they still face. And the sense that not only will Fairdale always exist, and for the people that live through this, exist in their mind's eye, but that the new Fairdale will still be a place to make new memories and share that with the generations to come.
Fairdale homeowner Sherry Novotny is looking forward to the changes and says it's going to be a beautiful place to live. I'm Jenna Dooley.